just how much of a concern is Atlanta's big playability?
Well, I think that's what they're based off of. You know, I mean, obviously they've been productive all the way around with both the run and the pass game. You know, I mean, the number one total offense and number one scoring offense. And a lot of that's based off of being able to do both, you know, run the ball. They've got an excellent play action passing game, you know, which the run sets that up. And then when you have a receiver like Julio Jones, this guy can go deep and go up and win the jump balls and makes an awful lot of big plays. All you have to do is look what the guy has, 800 and some yards already, and you just see in every game, okay, he shows up making big plays.
Is there anything you guys can learn, even though it is a different system from 2014 against Julio, that you can kind of implement this week?
Well, I think the thing that you learn from that is, I think we went in the locker room in pretty good shape, you know, at halftime. And the second half, we had a hard time slowing them down, you know. So you can never relax when you're playing a team like this because they have the capabilities of scoring, you know, in any series. So you can play well, and then all of a sudden they can get hot and become hard to stop. I think you look at the Seattle game, there was a three straight series in the second half. They scored touchdowns and they did it with big plays, you know, which Seattle was in pretty good shape, you know, up, 17-3 or whatever, and the next thing you know, Atlanta's up on them, you know, because they went bang, 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 you know, three series, you know, three touchdowns and drives.
With as much sub-defense as is played and you guys have played this year and the amount of guys that you have on the D-line, what's it like in practice as those guys try and battle for what only might be four or five snaps in a game, since there's generally just two spots in there?
Well, you like having competition. You like having depth. What it enables us to do is keep guys fresh. You know, you can put fresh guys out there. I think that always helps your pass rush, especially if you get in these games where the ball is going to be thrown 40, 50 times a game. You know, the toughest thing on you physically is rushing against those big offensive linemen. So I think we've been able to rotate and roll people through and try to keep guys as fresh. I think that's helped us, especially, you know, we've done a pretty good job with our four-man rush, which I think is really important.
Dom, if you're preparing for an opponent and they have a receiver who maybe comes out of nowhere and has a big game, but has not had a lot of those in the past, how much do you sit there and say, okay, we've got to roll coverage that way, or do you rely on maybe the bigger picture of, you know, what he is over the long haul?
Well, I think it shows you what he's capable of, you know, whether he does it consistently or not. Now, you know, the guy we're playing against this week does it consistently. So, you know, we've played against him before. We know what his capabilities are, you know. Had the good fortune of having him, you know, over in the Pro Bowl, you know, working against him, you know, in the Pro Bowl. And so you know the kind of physical tools that he has. And he plays the game hard and he's a rare elite talent. So you always go in with a number of things, I think, that you hopefully can do or go to. But, I mean, when you're facing a team like Atlanta now, they've got a pretty good runner back there. And this offensive line is a much improved offensive line. You know, I mean, they went and got a Pro Bowl player in Mack. And, you know, Matthews is a number one pick. Levitre's a really good guard, you know. So they do a nice job with their scheme. You know, Matt Ryan, you know, he gets them into what they want to get into based off your look, you know, and he's a veteran guy that can make all the throws and is playing at a high level right now. What's he, a 113 quarterback rating or something like that?
Freeman, remind you of anyone that you played in the last 10 years?
The thing that jumps out at me as I watch him on tape is he plays with really good tempo. The guy, he's a quick, plant his foot, dart guy. They use their backs, okay, as receivers, you know. I mean, he's a pretty good receiver. They're always looking to see what kind of matchups they can get, you know, and they do a good job if they feel that they can gain an advantage in matchups of trying to get the ball, you know, in that person's hands. And Freeman's one of those guys. You'll see him, he's lined in the backfield, but they'll motion him out to an empty set a lot, and so he ends up in a receiver position. Pretty good job running the screens, you know, so where – You know, if they feel they can get you one-on-one there, that they have a good screen game. So it's a very versatile offense, obviously, when you look at their production. You know, they can attack you in a lot of different ways.
Is this basically like watching the Broncos with Shanahan and Gibbs, or does he do something different?
Well, you can see Kyle's blueprint. I mean, his imprint, you know, on this. I mean, and so he's taken a number of things that they've done in the past, and he's done a really nice job with the quarterback. And you're going to see different personnel groups. They use a lot of three tight end sets. You know, they'll look, you know, for the matchups. You know, off the three tight end sets, they'll use some two tight ends and some one tight end. You know, but they probably run more two back, one tight end, two wide receivers than anybody that we've played, you know, this year.
I'm going to ask you about their running backs out of the backfield. How much does that stress the defense when their running backs are, you can have a play perfectly defense, they can just check it down to a running back and get, you know, 6-8 cheap yards. How much does that stress the defense?
Well, it does. I mean, that's their game. It's a matchup game. And their running backs are good with the ball after the catch, and they work them a lot, not only in the backfield but outside the backfield. They'll line them up in the backfield and motion them out to a receiver position, or they'll line up in a lot of empty sets, okay, and then they'll bring them back into the backfield. So you have to be ready for them going both ways, in and out of the backfield.
How many strides have you seen Jake Matthews make from seeing him as a rookie, late in his rookie year, to watching him on tape this week?
Well, he's a talented athlete. You know, I mean, he's a big guy that can move his feet, you know, can pass protect, and there's a reason why they took him, you know, in the first round. You know, I've coached a lot of games against his dad, you know, and, you know, his dad was the same way. So he's a talented young guy, you know, I mean, and really what you look for at the left tackle position. That's why he was a high number one pick.